Welcome. For this activity, you will need something to write with and something to write on, like a pencil or pen, and paper of any kind. We will be outside, so a clipboard or hard surface is helpful. Stop and gather your supplies if needed. In this activity, we will be practicing our explorer mindset by creating a map of the environment you are in. You can choose to include a large view or a smaller portion of what you can see. Either way, the purpose of this activity is to make observations, be curious, creative, and make a new connection to your location. Sit by yourself, where you can connect, just you and your environment. Before we begin, take a few seconds to relax, and think about whether you would like to draw a map of your whole view, or a small portion of it. Relax for a few moments, take a few deep breaths, and enjoy the view. We are now ready to start your map. In a corner of your paper, write your name. You can also include other information, such as a location, weather, and a land acknowledgement. If you know the direction that north is, you can make a compass rose in a corner of your paper by drawing a circle and arrows that point to all of the main directions: north, south, east, and west. By looking around, plan out what you want to map. It could be the whole area in your view, or it could be a tiny portion of it right next to you, or anything in between. Once you make your decision on what you are mapping, create a key on the side of your paper. The key should include all of the main types of features or objects of interest in your area. This could be types of vegetation, human-made elements, or anything special that seems important to you. For the key, create a picture or pattern that represents the feature, and then label it. Next, draw your map by starting with the big features first. Think about where they can be positioned on the page that is similar to the view that you want to map. Keep filling in features from biggest to smallest. After all the elements are drawn that you want to include, think of creative symbols, drawings, or words you want to add to your map. These can be ideas in your imagination, connections from your knowledge or experiences, or emotions that are sparked by looking at the features. You can finish your map by adding color, detail, or shading. With an explorer mindset, mapping what we see and making creative connections helps us get to know our world and ourselves better. Great job taking time to practice your explorer mindset.